Be the source. Be the spring, not the drain. It's so easy for us to misconstrue our purpose in life and think that we are followers, to think that we are people who are coming after some great leader or after some great philosophy or after some great purpose in life. We wonder why we're born as human beings. We wonder why we're living on the planet Earth at all. And it's interesting how many of us think that we're living on planet Earth because we have a job to do. We have a duty to perform. We have a life to live. And we must live up to some noble purpose. We must live up to some ideal that is so glorious and so grand, because that's what we should be doing. Well, actually, that's not what we should be doing. And I know this is going to go contrary-wise to what many people think and believe about themselves, but that's not what we're doing. Our purpose in living our life is to be ourselves and have fun. Be the source. What is the source? The source of us is God. The source of us is life. The source of us is energy. The source of us is all of these things that do not need anything from us. They don't need anything. We don't tithe to God. We don't give our offering to God through the church. We don't do these things. We be ourselves and have fun. Now, who is ourself? What is it that we're to be? Well, we're to be pure energy. We're to be pure light. We're to be the spring. We're to be the fountain. We're to be the source. Because we are the source. We are the source of beautiful ideas, ideas that say all the world is grand and glorious and good, or the world is filled with problems. And we are the source that says everything is beautiful, everything is wonderful, everything is exactly what I'd like it to be because I make it that way by my thought, or we make it that way contrary by our thought. The source of our thinking is the divine within us, is our allness, is the totality of who we are. And that source is a source that we want to let go and let it sparkle and let it express itself in all of the human ways that it can, because we're here as human beings. Now, truly, we are divine. Everything is divine. Everything is absolute. But at the moment, we're playing the game of being a human being. Now, what is the game of being a human being? This is a real tussle for a lot of people, because a lot of people do not realize what being a human being is. They think that being a human being, you must worship God, you must worship something outside of yourself, you must go and do all these things that make you good in the community, that make you a worthwhile citizen, that make you a desirable human being. Well, this is totally untrue. We do all the good things we do because that's our nature. We love ourselves first and the world because that's our nature. We give of our abundance because that's our nature. A spring gives its water. The source does not limit what is done with what it's supplying to the world. The source of grain, it grows in the ground, and it comes up, and we harvest it, and we give it around. And you know what they're doing with grain these days? They're making fuel out of it. Can you imagine that? Making fuel for cars out of grain. Well, why not? That's an oil reserve we haven't paid too much attention to. Now, we can do anything. You see, we don't have to say what is to be done with the spring water that we reveal from our consciousness. We don't have to say what is to be done. We just be imaginative. Who would have ever thought years ago that cars would be? Who would have ever thought that out of the ground would come oil, and out of that oil would be the a fuel that runs cars and airplanes and all these things? Now, we're unlimited. We are here not to limit ourselves, not to say, oh, what would you have me do, God? We say, the divine in me inspires me to do wonderful and grand things. I am the source of all wisdom, the source of all knowledge, the source of all good. Now, you say, well, there might be a tendency to want to hurt other people. Well, why would you hurt other people if you're the source? If you are the allness and you have everything in you, why would you want anything from anybody else except to share your love with them, to share your joy with them, and to say, oh, you had that idea too? Isn't that wonderful? Oh, these are great ideas. These are ideas that set us on fire, that make us want to do things, that make us want to, hey, let's go and hurt that person over there. Why? Why do we want to hurt another person? Well, let's go take their car. Let's go take their house. Let's go take their country. Let's go take their spiritual life. Let's go take from them all that they got. Why? Why? That doesn't please me. What pleases me is to be myself. What pleases me is to reveal what's within me. And what pleases me is to share with all of my world all the beautiful things that come to me. And I don't need anything from anybody else. I don't want anything that belongs to somebody else, some idea that they may have. I got my own ideas. I have so many ideas, so many wonderful things that are pouring through my consciousness, so many wonderful things that are coming into me and saying, let's go, let's go, let's do these things. It's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's fantastic, it's glorious. Yes, be the source, the spring, not the drain. We don't need anything from anybody else. We enjoy their company. We created them being here. You created your neighbor. You created your friend down the street. You created your wife, your husband. You created your children. You created your mother and father, your family. You created all your world. And you created it not because you wanted something from it, but because you wanted to pour into it all that you are, to pour into it all the joy, the life, the love, the magnificence that you are. You want to give into the world all that you are. And wow, what a world, what a wonderful world when we are the source and we know it. We are the spring, unquenchable. We are the spring, eternally flowing. We are the spring from the very center of our being, the very essence of us. We are energy, we are power, we are thought, we are all that is. Oh, what a wonderful joy it is to be the source. To be the source, to be the spring. Sing. Sing. I've been telling myself, silly, that I haven't been able to whistle. Because I whistle for my dog and... Well, this morning, I was saying to myself, I can whistle, but I'm trying too hard. Just... I'll get it. I'll work on it. I'll let the whistle come. When I was a child, I whistled all the time. I had a great whistle. Now, why shouldn't I whistle now when I'm a man? So, I'll whistle, and the whistle will come. I'm not going to force it, but it's in me. And it will come out, and it will be wonderful. You see, well, what's so big about a whistle? Well, it's that it doesn't want to come out right now, and so I'm practicing on it. Love, I'm practicing on it. Harmony, I'm practicing on it. I just got done laying out a few ideas for the roadways around the campus here of the university. And I thought, well, Happiness Way is kind of nice. Healing Street is good. Miracle Avenue, Joy Boulevard, Embassy Road, Monastery Path, and many, many more. But we have lots of roads here, and they need names. Why do they need names? Because I say so. Because I'm creating them. Now, I would like ideas and input from whoever would like to give them to me. But it's wonderful. But just let go. I am the source. I am the spring. I'm not the drain. I am output, 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 output. I don't even need a drain. Because it's always going out. It's always flowing into my universe. It's always surrounding everything that is and everything that ever will be. What a great way to live. Be the source. Be the spring that feeds your universe with all the magnificence that you are. And that's my joy for myself. To feed the universe with all the joy, enthusiasm, the brightness, the light that I am. And that's why I travel around the world throughout the United States and all other countries of the world, sharing who I am. Oh, it's true, a lot of other people are bigger than I am, and they have larger audiences, and they have more things, but I have fun, and I am not doing it for anybody but myself, and I love it, I love it, I love it, you know? I really do love it, almost as much as I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you.